Pictures of Sami Al-Amour hang at his home in Gaza and at his funeral. They were supposed to welcome his return after he was released from an Israeli prison. He'd been detained since 2008 and sentenced to 19 years on weapons smuggling charges. He died in hospital on Thursday in Israeli custody. Members of his family say they have been in shock since being told of his death.
It's the occupation to blame. They neglected him. They detained him and he was perfectly fine. He didn't suffer anything. I haven't seen him for long years. They always denied our visit. I just want them to send his body back to Gaza. We want to see him.
Sami suffered from congenital heart problem. His family and supporters say that was worsened by years of living in hard conditions in prison. They accuse Israeli authorities of deliberately neglecting his health.
As a result of medical negligence that the occupation authorities practiced on the prisoner, where he was left for over 14 hours in the crossing while being transported from Nafha prison to Soroka Hospital, shows the deliberate and intentional medical neglect by the Israeli authorities.
Sami's fiancée has waited for his release since 2008. She'd hoped they would marry soon after.
We urge the United Nations and the entire world to support the oppressed prisoners in their cases. They are dying in prisons and jails and no one cares.
Sami's family say Israeli authorities prevented most and his mother only saw him in prison a few times over his 14 years in prison. In a statement to Al Jazeera, Israel's prison authority said all prisoners receive treatment according to their needs. It said Al-Amour's death will be, quote, looked into or checked.
Almost 5,000 Palestinian prisoners are in Israeli prisons. The Ministry of Palestinian Prisoners says more than 500 of these prisoners suffer medical conditions, and some are cancer patients, while 227 of them have died in Israeli prisons since 1967.
Sami's relatives say all they want now is to receive his body, but Israeli officials have refused to release it until the end of the remaining 4 years of his sentence. Yumna Seyed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.